We are four lines down from the top, continuing with the stories of Rebbe and Antoninus. Havu le hahu barta deshma Gira. Antoninus had a daughter by the name of Gira. Ka'avta Isura. She acted inappropriately. Rashi says she was Mizana. Shadale gargira. So again, Antoninus wanted to communicate with Rebbe about what to do. Should his daughter be punished? So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas, how to understand this Gemara. I'll read you Rashi's, and then I'll give you Tosfos' approach afterwards. Shadr le gargira. Antoninus sent Rebbe an herb, a gargir, in order to get an answer what Rebbe thought would be the right thing to do. Gira comes from nigrar, that she was following after her taiva. So what should he do to her? Shadrele kusbarta. Rebbe sent to Antoninus a kusbarta, coriander. What is the significance of kusbarta? Says Rashi, shachut habas kusbarta shtei milos. Kusbarta. In other words, shachut habas, that your daughter should be slaughtered, she should be killed for her act of adultery. Well, when Antoninus heard that, shadrele karti, he sent over a leek to Rebbe. What's the significance of sending a leek? He was asking Rebbe a question. Kolomar im kein yichrozari. What, should I completely have my family cut off? I mean, clearly Antoninus had a son, so his lineage wouldn't be completely cut off, but nevertheless, at least some part of the family would be cut off. So therefore, shalach lechasa. So then Rebbe sent back lettuce. What's the significance of Rebbe sending lettuce back to Antoninus? Chasa means chus Allah, have rachmanus on her. So that, in other words, Rebbe changed his mind. And then Tosfos asks, so Rebbe changed his mind? I don't understand. Why would he change his mind if he was said she's deserving of death? How do you change your mind based on an emotional question? No, if she's deserving of death, she's deserving of death. So therefore, the way Rashi and the Tosfos understands it is as follows. Shadale gargira, he sent the gargir to get an answer, and then shadale kosbarta, Rebbe sent back this coriander, which meant, the symbolism was, kasa al kolona, cover up her embarrassment. In other words, just privately rebuke her, but in public, leave it alone and don't do anything. However, Antoninus didn't understand what Rebbe meant with the symbolism of the kosparta. He thought that he could also mean to shecht her. So he didn't know which one. Is it the shechita? Should I kill her or should I not kill her? And that's why he sent back the leek, the karti, saying, kores, should I kill her or not? And therefore, to clarify, Rebbe sent back the chasa to say, no, chusalach, have rachmanos on her. That is story number 3 with Antoninus and Rebbe. Story number 4. Kol yoma havashadrele dahava pricha b'matarta v'chitia pumayu. Every day, Antoninus would send Rebbe crushed gold in these leather sacks, and he would cover up the crushed gold by putting wheat on the top of it so no one would know. Amr lehu, he would say to his messengers, am to you chiti le Rebbe, go bring this wheat to Rebbe. Amr le Rebbe, eventually, after a number of days or months, Rebbe said, lo tzirichna isli tuva, I don't need anymore. How many people would say, I don't need enough money. I have enough, I don't need anymore. Not many. But Rebbe said, I have enough, I don't need any more money. Amr, well, those weren't the words. He just said, I don't need any more. Amr, however, Antoninus said to Rebbe, no, I want you to have more money. Leman de basrach, de yahavi le basrai, de asu basrach. You should have money, not just for yourself, but you should have money for those who come after you and for those that come after them. In other words, Antoninus was giving him a lesson in financial planning. You need money to save for generations. Set up a trust fund. Uta'asi minayu nafik alayu. Because the truth is, da'asi minayu, those that come from me, in other words, the Roman emperors, the next Roman emperors in the future, Nepuk Alayu, they're going to be coming after your family, after the Jews, for more money, and at least your family will be prepared because you'll have amassed a great amount of money. Again, talking about according to the Gemara, the relationship of Antoninus and Rebbe, and how much he respected Rebbe, and how much he respected the rabbis and the Talmudic community is fascinating. And now we have story number 5. Havale hahi nakarta dahava aile mibese lebeis Rebbe. There was a cave which went from Antoninus' house to Rebbe's house. They made an underground tunnel so they could hang out and spend time with each other in private. Assuming, let's assume for now they lived in Tveria where the rabbis were. I don't know. Maybe he had a vacation home in there. I mean, he was a Roman emperor, so he clearly wasn't living in Israel all the time. Kol yoma havamaisi tre avdi. Every day, Antoninus would bring two servants with him to escort him to Rebbe's house. Why? I'm not sure. I guess he needed some protection, but he's going underground, so why would he need protection underground? Either way, he brought two servants with him. Chad katle abava debe Rebbe. One of them he killed when they got to Rebbe's house. Chad katle abava debe se, and the other one he killed when he got back to his house. He wanted to kill them because he didn't want them to spread the information about his relationship with Rebbe. And he killed them at separate times. Perhaps he was afraid that he couldn't kill them both at the same time. They might overpower him. Perhaps. Anyhow, the Gemara continues as follows. Amr Lei, Ba'idna de Asina lo nishkach gavar kamach. Antoninus said to Rebbe, do me a favor. When I come visit, I don't want any guests coming over. It's just me and you, private conversation. Yom Echad, Ashkechei l'Rav Chanina bar Chama d'Hava Yosef. One day, Antoninus shows up, takes the underground tunnel, knocks on the door, walks in, and Rav Chanina bar Chama is sitting there with Rebbe. Amar, Antoninus said, Lo aminu lecha bu'inna da'asina lo nishkach gavar kamach. Didn't I tell you that when I'm coming over, there shouldn't be any guests? Clearly, Antoninus didn't show up unannounced. He planned it in advance, and nevertheless, Rebbe still had guests over. Amar Lei, so Rebbe said to Antoninus, don't worry about it. Leis din bar inish. He's not a guy. He doesn't even count. What does that mean, he doesn't count? So Rabbi Hananel says, Leis din yilud isha kolomar malachu. He's like an angel. He's a miracle worker. You don't need to worry about him. He's trustworthy. He's not going to say anything. Amar Lei, so Antoninus said, if that's the case, Lemalei lahu avda degani abava dekayim velese. Well then, let him go to my servant outside, who's sitting outside your house, and tell him to come in, to bring him and have him come in. Well, the problem is that the servant is dead. So Azor Rav Chanina bar Chama, Ashkechei d'hava katol. He saw that the servant is dead. So what is he supposed to do? The king just said, you got to bring him in. And if he comes in and says he's dead, so this is the cheshbon he made. Amar hechi avid. Rav Chanina said, what should I do? E ezel ve'emali d'katol. If I go back into the house and I say, I have bad news, your servant is dead. Ein meshivan ala kalkala. Well, sorry. Yeah, the Gemara says Ein Meshivan al Kakala, that Rabbi Chanina knew that you're not supposed to bring back bad news. We learned that actually from the Gemara Megillah that Mordechai told Hasach to tell Esther to plead with Achashverosh for her people, but Esther refused because it was forbidden to approach the king without being summoned. So she told Hasach to tell it to Mordechai. But Hasach didn't personally report the failure to Mordechai. Instead, he had others tell Mordechai about the failure. So therefore, you see that you don't tell people to do the, to share bad news on your own. So therefore, he said, I can't do it. So I can't tell the king that he's dead. Ashvake the Ezel, kamazalzlin b'malchusa. If I just run away, then they're going to say, oh, I'm denigrating the kingdom. What kind of respect is that? I'm just running away. So what did he do? Without a choice in the matter, Boi rachmi aleha va'achye. He brought this Eved back to life, v'shadre, and he brought him into the house. And then when Antoninus saw that Rav Chanina bar Chama brought this Eved back to life. Amar Yadana Zuti Deispachu Mechayemesim. I see this guy can bring people back to life. He's clearly a malach. I'm not concerned that he's here with us and he sees me here. However, Mihu, nevertheless, Ba'ina Da'asina Lonishkach Inish Kamach. Next time when I come, please don't have anyone else here. It should just be a private meeting between me and you. So those are three more stories of the relationship between Antoninus and Rebbe, and we'll continue learning a few more stories of their relationship as the Gemara continues.